didn't think of bringing chairs. We can do that next time. Oh, yeah. Buckle there.
Yeah.
Sit down. Yeah, I think perhaps we ought to sit down. We're just going to have to wait for them. Oh!
The B to our taxiing out. This aircraft was the first one of three that arrived at Stomaries, built in New Zealand by the Vintage Aviator, and the B2, the Albatross and the Sopwith Snipe are operated here in the UK by the World War I Aviation Heritage Trust. I have with me Philip Clegg, who is one of the trustees of the World War I Aviation Heritage Trust, and before the B2 actually starts to fly, he's just going to tell us a little bit about the aircraft. Philip.
It's hard to believe that the BE2, which is currently making its way out to the runway, was designed as long ago as 1912. It is truly an Edwardian aircraft. It was designed to be a stable platform from which observations could be taken. It is powered by a Royal Aircraft V8 air-cooled engine. It is in effect the original Renault engine, and it's been slightly redesigned by the Royal Aircraft Company. It has its limitations. Being air-cooled, it can easily overheat, and indeed our other BE2 has cracked a cylinder head as a result. Of course, when the Germans brought out the Albatross, they could pick the BE-2s off like nobody's business, and the attrition was quite appalling. But they found another use, and that is as a Zeppelin interceptor. It was from this very aerodrome, Stoke Moretz, that the BE-2s would fly out and seek to intercept the Zeppelins, which were travelling up the Thames towards London. Very shortly, the BE-2 will be in the air, and you will be amazed at just how short a space it requires to take off, and similarly, how quickly it lands.
Described as Fokker fodder. An MP is said to have stood up in the House of Commons in 1915 to protest about our young men being sent to France to be murdered in BE-2s. And if you look at the tail of the BE-2, you'll see the registration A2767. So this aircraft is actually in the colours of 37 Squadron, as it would have been here at Stowe Maries.
What's the matter?
A2767 is recorded as flying a total of 3 operational missions from Stowe Maries as part of the B flight 37 Squadron. All these missions took place at night. Remember I said they were night flight fires with motto Wise Without Eyes. And they averaged these missions just under 2 hours each. Well, imagine being up in an open cockpit like that. Maybe 10,000 feet for an hour and a half. Very cold indeed.